I'm doing the music, am
yes,
I?
I'm keeping the... That was 609 that went on. That means it's 610. That was Andy Berry, wasn't it?
That was. 902 this morning.
Andy Berry will be... morning. Why is it 902? Never mind. Andy Berry will be here at 902 this morning.
Very trendy.
Discoursing. That's true, yeah.
Very trendy.
Don't show up on time. Show up 2 minutes late.
That's right.
It's more fashionable when you walk in late. You know, we had a guy used to work down the street with me who used to walk into the announcers' meetings 15 minutes late because his wife was on television, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know Charisse Lawrence does circus?
Mm-hmm.
Her husband worked there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He always kept in the announcer's meeting, 15, 20 minutes late, every time.
Mm-hmm.
And every time he walked in, he said, "Hey, always walk in late. My wife told me this. Always walk in late. People will notice you."
Mm-hmm.
They noticed him.
Mm-hmm.
They fired him.
Mm-hmm.
Metro 1430.
Time to get your head out of bed now. It is 6:11, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock in Metro 1430 in Toronto, 16 degrees. Hoo-ha! It's Friday.
You left a good job in the city, rolling on a river.
CCR.
Rolling
on the old Proud Mary.
Rolling on a river.
Whether she wants you to or not. That's Chuglin music. They call that Chuglin
music. Keep on Chuglin.
Keep on Chuglin, baby.
They never released that as a single, did they?
Keep on Chuglin.
Always one of my favorites.
That was one of my all-time favorites, too.
That was back in the days when they used to play 2.5 or 3-minute singles, and that one was just a little too long.
It was over 4 minutes, wasn't it?
It was a lot longer than that, I think.
It was over 5 minutes, wasn't it?
I think it was a lot longer than that.
It was over 6 minutes, wasn't
Probably
it?
Probably a lot longer than that, too.
It's 6:14 in the morning. 6:14 at Metro 1430. Hoo-ha, it's Friday, and your name is...
Mike Marshall.
I thought so. I'm Jim Brady. Good morning.
Jim is my special guest who happens to be running this show this morning.
That's right. That's right. It's my first day here, so I get to push all the buttons. And as soon as I push this button, we're going to hear a nice word about a great beer, and then we're going to have the news, okay?
Beer?
Beer.
On this show?
You bet your tush, buddy. The nectar of the gods.
Brought to you by Labatt's Blue.
It's 6:15. We're looking for sunny skies today and tomorrow. It'll stay sunny for Sunday, but temperatures will take a slight dip. Good morning, I'm Glenn Stone with the Telemedia Ontario Report. A 41-year-old man is scheduled to appear in court in Chilliwack, British Columbia this morning to answer to a charge of first-degree murder. That charge was laid against Clifford Olson in connection with the murder of one of three children in southwestern B.C. since last May. I'm Glenn Stone on the Telemedia Ontario News Network.
Hello, my name is Andy Berry. There's a radio program named after me, which is broadcast Monday through Friday on Metro 1430 at 9 a.m. It's an interview show, and we'll go all over the world if we have to, looking for folk with fascinating stories to tell. It proves, I believe, that information can be entertaining, and entertainment can be informative. I hope you'll listen to the Andy Berry Show Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on CJCL Metro 1430, Toronto.
Metro 1430 weather, mostly sunny today and tomorrow, high both days near 25. We'll have a low tonight around 15. For Sunday, sunny again, but a little bit cooler. Right now downtown it's 17 degrees. Next Metro 1430 news at 6:45 with J. Michael Phillips.
It's Friday!
Darn well about time, too. The weekend is coming. Hang on. I got surprises for you this morning, the likes of which you wouldn't believe. Me, Jim Brady.
Put your hand in the hand of the man from the sea.
Well, put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. That is Ocean. I haven't heard that song in a long time.
It's kind of nifty. That's kind of a neat record. You know how when you're down by the ocean, you put a shell up to your ear and you hear the sound of the ocean? You put that up to your ear and you hear the sound of a recording studio or something. I don't...
Hey, you know what? You know what? I noticed you're smoking again this morning. You know what? Put that cigarette up to your ear. Put the cigarette up to your ear.
Okay.
Do you hear somebody coughing in the back?
Yeah.
You can hear coughing.
Yeah.
It's incredible. It's 6:24.
Sound like my daughter.
Don't smoke, Daddy.
Don't smoke, Daddy.
It's bad for you. 6:24:30. Let's be precise.
6:24.
At Metro 4.
I can't do it.
At Metro 1430. Can you do...
No, but I can do...
I have a very talented tongue. I can go... That means it's traffic report time, and with our traffic report, here's Pam Chiotti.
Well, it's still peaceful and quiet in the traffic department. Just checked with Metro Police. The downtown roads are accident-free. If you're taking the Queenie, it's still wide open, according to Port Credit OPP, and the word is good from the TTC. All operations are transiting right along. Toronto Honda does it again. Another exclusive breakthrough. 6 months free leasing. Get 6 months free when you take advantage of Toronto Honda's low leasing rates. For details, call 423-2300.
Amazing.
Very spiffy. Transiting right along, eh?
She's looking very viviparous this morning, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
I would.
Usually does.
25 minutes.
Even at this hour of the morning.
And this hour of the morning is early, too. It's 25 minutes after. 6:25.
Listen, before we go any further,
what have you got in your brown paper bag there?
No,
Mike?
Just forget that. Just put your John Henry on this paper, will you? Just sign this.
You want me to?
Put your name down on this, will you?
Okay. Jim Brady. There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you. Why in the world, I mean, we've known each other for 13 years. Why in the world would you now, after all these years, ask me for my autograph?
Well, I found out yesterday that with this autograph, I can get one Don Pardo and 10 John Landeckers.
Toronto's a hot town when it's summer in the city. After the show or a walk in the park, finish up your evening with a cool, refreshing dessert crepe at the Magic Pan. All through the summer, at all four Toronto locations, have any one of Magic Pan's famous dessert crepes and coffee for the summer evening's special price of only $2.50 after 10 p.m. The perfect way to end your evening, fresh strawberry crepes or chocolate coconut fantasy. Remember, there are four Magic Pans in Toronto where you can cool off the long, hot summer. The Magic Pan in the Eaton Center, Hazelton Lanes, Sherway Gardens, and the Scarborough Town Center. You can call it a night when you've been to the Magic Pan.
Business Beat is the business lifestyle magazine with how-to advice and solid management information. Business Beat is for business-minded people with the drive and taste for success. In the July-August issue, you'll learn how to overcome stage fright. Owning your own telephone equipment can save you money, but dare you say goodbye to Ma Bell? Salesmanship, the gentle art of persuasion, five top salesmen tell you how to do it right, and more. Business Beat. Look for it in your office or at your local newsstand.
Ooh, I want to get his autograph. Is that guy ever good?
He's smooth.
Ooh.
He's Mr. Mellow, I mean.
Oh, God.
Good morning. Mike Marshall with Jim Brady.
I think it is.
No, you're supposed to say that.
Mike Marshall with Jim Brady.
Thank you.
16 degrees.
At Metro 1430, CJCL, Telemedia Radio.
What happened to the weather
forecast,
anyway?
I don't know. It was around here somewhere. Oh, there it is.
Yes, mainly sunny, mild today and tomorrow. We're looking at highs around 25 both days. It's going to be beautiful, according to the weatherman, right through the weekend. Sunshine.
That's the weather fairy.
Weather fairy.
The environmental elf.
Does this...
The little guy with the gossamer wings standing beside you. I know you can't, he's awfully short. But
I thought that he just picked this up from the official weatherman and...
Well, the official weatherman...
He colors this, does he?
Yeah.
Shades it somewhat?
He shades it. He makes it look better than it really
tints
is going
it.
To be. Yeah.
I didn't say paints it.
Rose-colored glasses. Hey, there's a good song we ought to play.
Down to 15 tonight.
Of course, that's country tune.
Can I finish this?
Oh, go ahead.
Hey, pardon, excuse me. You were doing
16 degrees.
Forecast.
Still my show. Till 8:45 this morning.
That is Andy Berry's show.
Whose show is this on Monday?
Yours.
Mine?
Yeah. It's your show, Mike. I'm just sitting here. Listen, I'm just an old war horse, you know. You can take the boy off the radio, but you can't take the radio out of the boy.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you very much.
The man is now a year older than I am. I'm still 29.
And I'm still 30. And yesterday's gone. And I sure am glad of that, too.
Loved you all the summer through.
Yesterday's gone.
Yesterday's gone.
song like it was yesterday.
Chad and Jeremy and Jim and Mike.
1964? Was that 1964?
Summer of 64, yeah. I loved you yesterday, but yesterday.
The old guy got another one.
That was a rough year. That was a rough year. We were very poor that year.
1964?
I was so poor. Ask me how poor.
How poor were you in 1964?
We were so poor. If we smelled meat, we knew the dog was on fire. I mean, we were poor. 6:31 at Metro 1430 with the Mike Marshall Show and special guest pronouncer Jim Brady here.
I understand we're going to have a lot of folks dropping by.
Lots of. Well, the weather fairy's already been here, and he'll be back later on. We'll have maybe my lovely and talented associate Lascivia Silicone might be in later on.
Really?
This morning.
Yeah.
Zaga Zaga, and let's see, Captain Inspiration will be here too. Did I tell you about the new character?
New character? Oh, you mean Barney the Bailiff? Who may be dropping by?
Yeah, he may be here later. Here I come.
Yay.
Here we is.
And the technique.
Hey, remember playing hide and seek when you were a kid? I used to hate that game. Nobody'd ever come looking for me. It's 6:35 at Metro 1430, CJCL.
Have a search.
And, thank you. Well, now I got to search my mouth. You talk.
Okay, here's Pam with traffic.
Thanks, Mike. No complaints so far this morning. Everything is 100% according to provincial and local police. And if you're still at home, don't forget your sunglasses. It is a bright one again this morning. Wilco's camera department does it again. 20 by 24 inch color posters are now only $9.95. Just bring in your favorite color negative or slide today.
Yeah, that's coffee.
Oh, pardon me. Maybe you got coffee, but I got what they were just thinking about. 6:37, 23 minutes before 7 o'clock. Get your head out of bed. It's Friday. Hoo-ha, it's Friday.
It's also Metro 1430. And this you mentioned that from time to time.
Metro 1430. There, I made up for the time I didn't say it before, okay? And this is the Mike Marshall Show with special guest Jim Brady.
You say that a lot.
Yeah. This is the Mike Marshall Show.
Dean Martin impersonation there.
Hey, a guy just called in and said all the best and everything. He also said, say hi to Frank Brody. Inside joke. Way back in 1968, when Mike and I worked together the very first time, this is the first time we've ever really done a two-man reminiscing kind of...
That's true.
...thing here.
And using our own names.
Using our own names instead of Mark Richards and Frank Brody.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't look like a Frank Brody.
Well, Brody is one of my names.
Yes, but you don't look like a Frank Brody.
Definitely not a Frank.
No, I don't look like a Mark Richards, and I had to live with that name for a year and a half.
Yeah.
And it wasn't easy, gang, I'll tell you right now.
The puck is loose in the corner.
Whoops, wrong button. Must be. Which one of these does which here?
Metro 1430.
It'd be a wonderful world if I learned which button did which around here.
Don't know much about this.
What a wonderful world is for me.
Sam Cooke.
I barely remember that song. I vaguely remember my mother humming that song while it was on the radio while changing my diapers. It was a long time ago. Sam Cooke, Wonderful World at Metro 1430. And it is a wonderful world at Metro 1430.
Yes,
what a great group of people.
It's a hoo-ha Friday day.
Hoo-ha! It's Friday! You want to hear what I have the hoo-ha singers. Whip me up a little something that I can listen to when I walk into my office every morning.
No, really?
Really? No. Listen to this.
Friday in the morning.
I walk into the office, I open up the door, turn on the light switch, and that happens.
That's fantastic.
It's,
do that again.
Can I do that one more time?
Do that one more time.
It's exactly 6:41 here at Metro 1430, and you're listening to the Mike Marshall Show with special guest...
Brady in the morning.
All right.
Sounds almost aesthetic. Aesthetic.
Close, anyway.
One of my favorite words, aesthetic. It's very trendy,
yes, but
know?
Can you spell it?
It's trendy. No, I can't. But it's trendy. Hand me the white wine and the Quaaludes over there, please.
Have you got some food?
How do you do?
Baby blue.
Doo-dah.
Doo-dah. Hoo-ha! It's Friday. That's Chilliwack.
Michael John Brody Marshall.
And
special guest.
James Edward Brady. Good morning.
Edward, I didn't realize that.
That's why my son is named Edward. We pass it down.
See.
We alternate generations. James, Edward, my father was
Edward.
Do you
have a Stephanie in your name as well?
No, my wife doesn't.
I see.
Just kidding
about
that.
That's where it comes from.
No, it doesn't. We just like the name. And no other reason in the whole world for that. This is Metro 1430 in Toronto, 16 degrees. Hoo high. It's Friday at 6:44 in the morning. Do you drive through 54 Division much, Mike?
Occasionally.
Good. You're safe there. That's one of our safe areas.
Is that right?
The boys from 54 Division, Bob Everly, and the gang just called in to wish us all the best here on our little two-man joint venture here in the morning, this morning. And whatever happens later, and so I appreciate it. But it's always nice to know there are certain safe areas of town.
Brady in the morning.
Oh,
I'm getting a little tired of that.
But I love it. It's so aesthetically pleasing. It's 6:46. Good morning. I'm J. Michael Phillips with the Metro 1430 Report. 16 degrees downtown, mostly sunny and warm today and Saturday. The highs for both days around 25. Clear skies tonight, a low of 15. The outlook for Sunday, mainly sunny and a bit cooler. A two-vehicle accident involving a police cruiser sent two officers to hospital early this morning. Constables Colin Waters and his partner Arnold Rich Mahoon were treated for whiplash and released from Scarborough General Hospital. Right now, it's 16 degrees at Metro 1430 Toronto. Now with a look at traffic, here's Pam.
Traffic around town is building normally. The parkway at the top end, the 401 Center Court through Yonge Street, the inbound Queenie, that's moving along fairly nicely through Port Credit, and no accidents according to our sources. Looks like we're off to a pretty good start. Nobody leases like Toronto Honda. Not only do they offer competitive rates, but now they're offering 6 months free leasing. When you lease a Honda from Toronto Honda, you get 6 months free. Call 423-2300 for details.
It's 6:54 in Toronto. Scott Ferguson is here with sports.
Jay Michael, some controversy in Team Canada's camp in Montreal. Some of the players, most notably goalie Billy Smith, are upset because Scotty Bowman hasn't started paring the team down to size.
It brings joy to my warm, smiling face.
Do you think this is fun? Wait till we go into the brown paper bag.
What do you have in it?
We'll look at that a little later.
How did the Blue Jays do last night? An exhibition
4
game.
4-3. We lost to the farm team last night.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah. 4-3 for the Chiefs. But it was an exhibition game. I don't imagine that these guys are really going to put out, you know, I mean, all these guys down on the farm team, they're after jobs. It's probably why the Blue Jays are doing so well in the second half of the season. What are we? Second place, right behind the Tigers?
Right behind Detroit. Yeah, Detroit.
Open a 10-game homestand this afternoon.
Yeah.
All these games during the CNE will be afternoon contests.
1 o'clock right here on your Blue Jays connection in Toronto, Metro 1430.
Very good.
Did I do that right?
You got that already.
I've been listening to the station for a while. It is 7:06 at Metro 1430, and I'm Jim Brady, and you...
I'm not sure. It's too early in the morning.
You want to be Ed McMahon?
When we go to the brown paper bag.
We couldn't get Don Pardo. He was busy.
I pray to the Lord to
fall. Oh, I tell you.
Man sounds an awful lot like Jack Scott, doesn't he?
You want to know why that is?
I'll tell you why
that is, Paleface, because that is Jack Scott.
No.
We all have something in common, you and I and Jack Scott.
We were all in Windsor at one time.
We all worked for the same radio station in Windsor at different times. You and I worked together.
All went to different high schools together.
Our mothers were all mothers together. It's 7:09 here at Metro 1430. Hoo-ha, it's Friday, and my name is Jim Brady.
And my name is Michael John Brody Marshall.
And the lady in the other room is Pam Chiotti, and she's going to tell us all about the traffic.
Well, we have one accident now. It's at Victoria Park and Girard. Could be holding you up just a bit through there. If you're heading into the city on the Queenie, you will encounter a delay Cawthra over to Dixie, but improves once you're past Dixie right over to the Humber. The Gardner is still in pretty good shape while the parkway is building at the top end. Wilco's camera department does it again. 20x24-inch color posters are now only $9.95. Just bring in your favorite color negative or slide today.
Rhonda Barrett here in Tackytown, and I'm talking to the stars. All right, let's get right to it. Why are two big stars like you doing this Hillcrest Goes Hollywood thing?
Well, let me first say hi to all the folks out there.
Never mind that folksy garbage. You're broke, right?
Now, listen, sweetheart, I don't know about him, but I'm doing it because it's big, see?
Well, my sources tell me you're both so hungry for the limelight, you'd even do a dog and pony show.
Well, I work with a rabbit, but I don't do dogs and ponies. No, I...
You call a live jazz band, a free trip to Hollywood and Las Vegas, dancers and singers performing live, a dog and pony show?
No, I wouldn't call
it. We're out of time.
Why didn't you defend yourself?
Because she kept the...
Never mind.
Interrupting me, you see.
Hillcrest goes Hollywood! Noon, August 25th. Join Jim Brady and meet the famous 10-girl lookalike. Get two for the price of one movie ticket to Cineplex.